is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
You're listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. Call in to live News for the Soul shows daily for intuitive coaching, readings, numerology, leading-edge health information, and much, much more with featured hosts from around the world. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com. News for Your Soul. Life-changing broadcasts to souls around the world since January 1997. The News for the Soul Radio Network airs daily and our archives are always totally free. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Yeah, man. We all love to hear the good news. So we all should rush to hear the good news. But we can just find the good news.
NSTN. NSTN. News for the Soul at the very best. NSTN. NSTN, news for the soul at the very best. NSTN, NSTN, news for the soul at the very best.
Yeah man, just log on to www.newsforthesoul.com. Can you hear me?
We are a life-changing talk radio. We give you good news to keep you on the go. And you can also share the good news you know. And that's the way we keep in the flow. We only focus on the positive things, yeah. We only focus on the positive things, yeah. We not go put none of the negative in there. We not go put none of the negative in there. NFTN, NFTN. News for the soul at the very best. NFTN, NFTN. News for the soul at the very best.
Log on to www.newsforthesoul.com.
Every time.
Come hear the good news. Share the good news. And we all feeling good for the good news.
Any minute now, we're going to have the Light Doctor on the board, and we will be opening to live callers. Everybody stand by. She's just having a little trouble connecting all the way from Hong Kong. We'll be starting momentarily.
You're listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. News for Your Soul. Life-changing broadcasts to souls around the world since January 1997. Call in to live News for the Soul shows daily for intuitive coaching, readings, numerology, leading-edge health information, and much, much more with featured hosts from around the world. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com. The News for the Soul Radio Network airs daily and our archives are always totally free. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com.
It's not just a show. It's a movement. You're listening to News for the Soul, the number one life-changing radio show in the world, according to Google and AOL, and the largest free life-changing audio resource on the web. We feature the top luminaries in the evolution of human consciousness and have kept all of our shows all free, all of the time, for the world to hear. In a recent listener survey, News for the Soul listeners responded with overwhelming appreciation and praise, which they summarized with this one powerful statement. News for the Soul is not just a show. It's a movement. Go to newsforthesoul.com to see for yourself. That's newsforthesoul.com.
This is News for the Soul, the longest-running spiritual empowerment and exploration broadcast in North America. Exploring the edge of human consciousness and possibility on planet Earth with founder and journalist Nicole Marie Whitney at the helm. What's really real? And what's really possible? That is what we want to know. Find out more.
Yeah. Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
It's time for The Light Doctor with Dr. Susan Jameson. Dr. Jameson is an MD, an energy medicine doctor, and a medical intuitive who combines the very best of Western and Eastern therapies. Known as The Light Doctor, she trained in Scotland and Harvard and now practices in Hong Kong. Let's welcome The Light Doctor, Dr. Susan Jameson, back to News for the Soul.
All right, so we're all connected. We will be opening the line.
It's time for The Light Doctor with Dr. Susan Jameson. Doctor,
things are a little bit crazy today, but here we go. Susan, welcome back. How are you?
Thank you very much. Small IT glitches on this beautiful Easter Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Let's get you to reintroduce yourself and what's up for today.
Okay, so anyway, it's the Easter weekend, and I always see this as a time of rejuvenation, of change, of putting the past behind us and moving on. It's, you know, whether a Christian holiday or in China, they celebrate it as a big worshipping of the ancestors. And I love this concept about, you know, taking all the wisdom and helping them to help us. So lots of cultures celebrate this time. And we'll be talking about that and the light and the new light that's coming into the world. Broom doing a clean sweep, getting rid of the old. Have I got any callers? Anyone who wants to ask advice today?
Oh, we do. Yeah. Do you want to just dive into a call?
You can interrupt me, Nicole. It's totally fine. Just let me know if anyone wants to talk to me.
Yeah, we do have callers already. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Okay, did you want to take a call right now?
No, just, yes, I think it's better not to keep people waiting. Let's just take calls.
Here we go. Area code 510, you're up first, as promised. What's your first name and where are you calling in from?
Hi, my name is Tasha. I'm calling from California.
Ooh, and we've got a bad line. You're so far away and you got fuzz. Are you able to speak up a little more?
Hello.
Oh, that's better.
Hello. So
yes.
You said you're from where, from California?
Yeah. Tasha, my name.
Okay.
And I'm from California.
I didn't catch your name. Could you repeat it?
Tasha.
Lovely to talk to you.
You too.
So what can I do for you today? What are you thinking about today?
Like anything that you have for me? Or anything?
No, I don't work like that. I'm not grasping into the universe and picking something out. I'd like to know what's your top thing that maybe you're concerned about. Maybe it's a bodily ache, maybe it's a psychological issue, something you're worried about. Just let me know.
I want to know why do I seem to get fatigued fast?
Yes. You're just getting too fatigued and quite muscle achy, I think, also. Yeah, I feel that. Okay, well, I think there's a number of levels to this. As usual, it's physical and emotional because we can't separate either of them, right? It's
okay.
With you need to get a little bit more actual exercise and fitter, like anything that gets yourself out of breath, brisk walking as an example. Get more oxygen. Remember that the air we breathe, the oxygen is our life force. So you can think of it as this sort of, you know, it's a spirit. It's the spirit and the energy, the Shen. The Shen and the Dao, or the Qi in Chinese. It's the energy we take into our bodies. And so apart from being oxygen and physical energy, it's sort of spiritual energy too. So I'd like you to do anything that gets you out of breath, brisk walk, swim, whatever you can do. I know that's hard when we're tired. We really don't feel like it, but I think it will energize you. And that's one side. The other side is there are also sort of worries in the background playing out here. You have got some worries. Difficult year for everyone, but you're particularly overloaded with some concerns at the moment. And I think, I don't know what to say about that except faith. I mean, faith really means we trust that things will work out in the long run. And maybe they're not the way we think they will, right? The way we'd maybe hope they will, but somehow they will work out. And that's the real meaning of faith. And I think that's a nice message at Easter time. So Easter time, remember, is rejuvenation, actually. And it's rebirth, right? So why don't we think about you being reborn in a healthier body, Easter Monday. Let's plan it. It's only 2 days planning here. So we're going to exercise. Green vegetables is what you need. Green vegetables contain the green comes from chlorophyll, right? So chlorophyll is the actual chemical that extracts the light from the sun and puts it into chemical energy so we can get physical energy from it, right? So that's why green plants and, you know, that's the enzyme they've got, chlorophyll. So that's a really energizing thing, and you need lots of green plants to give you more energy. So I think that's quite a lot already, and then we'll have the intention that, you know, it's only 2 days, you're going to have this new lifestyle of just changing, exercise, green vegetables, and then positivity about your situation. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so there's quite a lot there, a lot of change, but then, you know, we wake up every morning as a new person, but this is a big opportunity, I think. We can sort of think, okay, this holiday is all about change, so we're going to be particularly more healthy and maybe, you know, happier people. We just make that intention for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's all I can say for you. It's very basic, but sometimes simple things work. You know, very basic, simple things work. We don't need to go into the details.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I hope that was of help. You're so welcome.
Thanks
Lovely
for calling.
To you.
Thank you. Oh. In touch. How are you doing? You know, quick question before we go on to the next caller, Dr. Jameson, is when people are feeling off, not feeling positive, how do you feel more positive?
Well, of course, it's not easy when it's we've been weighed down for over a year with you know, problems in the world. All you can do is focus on the small things that are right. And by focusing on the small things that are right, whatever small pleasures you have in life, happiness, your children or your friends or your pets, or the beautiful view or the sunset, the things that are free in life, such as the nature and the sunsets, focus on those positive things. And I really believe that when we focus on the positive, we're so busy focusing on the positive, we put so much energy into that, that the negative gets minimized. And of course, it still exists, but somehow it forms less of a burden in our lives. So it's the only way, believe me. And when we can talk about, you know, faith in various spiritual traditions, we can talk about the power of meditation, the power of prayer, we can talk about forgiveness, and we have in previous episodes, because forgiveness especially, it just frees up more mental space for us, because when we're holding minor grudges, which we all do, in the back of our minds and subconscious, right, you know, something that happened 10 years ago, and I won't let that happen again, and that's typical, all these thoughts, that just hold up, you know, they're like a computer that's absolutely full, right? So we have to delete a lot of stuff, put it in the trash can. So that's the power of forgiveness, and to choose one person a day, even the smallest things, you know, someone who annoyed you in the store, something your parents said 20 years ago, will give you more space in your hard drive. So forgiveness is a good one. And then appreciating anything positive and focusing on it. I think that's actually quite a lot already. That's a lot. Thinking to myself, that's a lot for me anyway.
All right. Good advice. Always good. Well, we've been saying from the beginning here, and since our inception 24 years ago, what you focus on expands. Area code 610, you're now live with the Light Doctor. What's your name, first name, and where are you calling in from?
Hi, Nicole. Hi, Doctor. My name is Celine. I'm calling from Norristown, Pennsylvania.
Hi, Celine.
Oh, hi, Celine. From, I don't know where that is, North where?
No, Norristown, Pennsylvania.
Oh, sorry, Pennsylvania, right. Didn't get the area code. Wow, it's very cold for you there right now, isn't it?
A little bit, yeah, today it is.
Yeah?
Today.
Yeah? Not snow, though. Well, lovely to talk to you, Celine. What can I do for you?
Okay, well, I'm having an issue right now that started yesterday, and it's very odd because, I shouldn't say odd, because it's happened a number of times to me before. Only this is my left side where I bent to pick up something and then I felt the pain in my back and down my hip and down my legs. And I know it's like I've had issues with my sciatic nerve. But it's sort of like now that's compiled on top of a problem that I've had since November with my shoulder, so I'm kind of in a lot of pain tonight, but it's more the nerve situation. It's
Is it your right
really
shoulder?
It is my left. Everything is on my left. That is
everything's
really,
on your left.
Yeah, that's bothering me.
Whoa, that is really nasty. Yeah, I can feel that, and I can also feel that you're a really positive person and you don't complain about things too readily. You kind of get on with it. Good. Not good. Okay, so you know you're right in saying it's sciatica, which is pressure on the nerves in the low back, your leg. So the left side of your body, as you know, is related to the right side of your brain, which is the feminine side, which is the creative side. Now, even though that's still true, even though neurologists have, you know, debunked it slightly, it's still basically true. So that's the whole left side of your body. And what you find is some people will get recurrent issues. You know, it's a sprained ankle, it's an accident, it's this or that on one side of the body. And you do have to look at that, which side it's related to. So it seems that that's the feminine creative side speaking to you. And the side that... I'm feeling with you, you're a hard worker, you get on with things, and I think you are being told to change your life slightly in maybe a direction that is a more allowing you to be supported somehow. I don't know how that would be in your life. Do you feel that could be true?
Well,
that you need to be supported more, in the world.
Yes. I would agree with that.
Yeah, I think you might be a supporter of other people a lot, but you know, there has to be more of a balance in that you're supported and you are allowed to maybe express yourself in different ways. So a lot of driving and not forcing yourself, but, you know, you make yourself do things because you get on with life and you're very practical. But with you, there's a lot of that. And I think right now you're going to have to rest. I just saw you lying on your back, resting flat. That will heal the back completely. I think you should take something for this in the way of anti-inflammatories, because like Advil, because right now you really need it. Just take them for a few days.
Now the thing is, I haven't been able to... I've been told not to take, I can't take Advil or anything like that since I had a surgery a number of years ago. I
see.
Can no longer
so
take
it's contraindicated. Well, in that case, Tylenol type medication, it's a different type of medication. You need something for your back. I mean, for muscles, I mean, yes, we all recommend magnesium, you know, magnesium tablets for muscle spasm. And this sort of thing, but right now you do need something stronger. So Tylenol is non-addictive and it will work. If you have to take it four times a day, and don't take it for more than a few days because that's kind of enough, you know. You can't take anti-inflammatories, but you need something. Heat does work. Hot compresses do relieve it on your shoulder or your low back. But right now you need to be lying to rest, and then it will get better. If you really, are you able to rest at the moment? Can you do that?
I you know what, I am, but I'm unfortunately that type of person that just, I feel like if I'm resting more than like a day, then I'm just, I need to be
it's
doing
not easy.
Something. You know?
It's not easy,
yeah,
is it? Well, all I can, but you also don't need to, you don't need to be propped up in a bed. You need to be flat on your back. Now, you just have to do that. And I would suggest you completely did it for just 2 days. And then don't
okay.
rush back to your normal activities, okay? You can't do that. You have to go back slowly. And I think you should investigate the shoulder or the neck. Have you had an accident or something like this? Car crashes, falling in your head? Yeah.
No, I have arthritis in my spine.
Ah, and in your neck too? Is it, or just the whole spine?
Yeah, I think it's starting to bother my neck again. Injections before, which really helped for a few years,
right.
But now I think it's coming
yeah.
back. Where
your neck doesn't seem good to me, and this is so. You know, when you lie on your back, you must support your neck with a towel or something like this. You know, people with glaucoma or after eye operations, they have to lie on their back for 2 weeks, and you know, their partners string up TVs above them so they can just lie on their back looking at things. But
okay.
you just have to rest that neck. It's kind of nasty and irritated. So the nerves from your neck are being compressed. They're the ones that supply your shoulder, especially C3-4. That means cervical vertebrae 3 and 4, the nerve between that is being compressed. So work to your neck. Now, some people, I mean, sometimes heat is really relaxing the muscles, which is good, but cold mm-hmm. is an anti-inflammatory, so it works in a different way. You can imagine a bag of ice cubes put under your neck, but actually it might be quite good to relieve that inflammation, unpleasant though it would be.
Really?
On the side, on the right-hand side of the back of the neck, if you know what I mean. So the disc will be, it'll be the nerve getting irritated on the right-hand side, so make sure that the back of the neck and the right-hand side. Yeah, it's a fantastic anti-inflammatory. It's free. Maybe put a cloth between the ice and your neck. And then, of course, you know, in a Ziploc bag because it's going to melt. And 15 minutes is quite enough of that. But it will really chill the area, and you'll find the anti-inflammatory effect, well, it's very effective.
Okay.
So
okay.
Ice in Ziploc right. bag or bag of frozen peas, for instance, would be perfect. And
mm-hmm.
actually, and more simple. And then you kind of lie on that. You kind of lie on that when you're lying on your back, and take something for the pain. And then when you can, see about getting another injection, because that neck is causing the shoulder issues.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Because
right.
the nerves
that
come out of the neck supply the shoulder, and shoulder pain is often caused by the neck.
Oh.
But it's also true what I said as well. Rushing around too much, doing things, being so active is wonderful in one way, but sometimes you have to rest and nurture yourself. That's the more feminine side, okay? Just be nurtured a bit. Don't do so much. You know, just sit around. No one sits around anymore relaxing.
Right. Okay.
I hope that helps. It's not a nice thing at all.
Yeah. Okay.
Try the cold, because as I say, heat is really relaxing muscles, which is its own thing again, and that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
See on the shoulder muscles, but the cold is the anti-inflammatory that will really help the origin of the problem, which is the nerve in the neck. So the middle of your neck, you just need to lie in a bag of frozen peas underneath your neck, really, but put it more to the right-hand side, so the center right-hand side.
Okay. So now with my, the issue, like with my, the nerve, can I use my heating pad, or should I ice first?
I think the heat is for the muscle spasm, okay, which is in the shoulder. I think I'd try the cold.
Mm-hmm.
Try the cold. they work in quite different ways. But I think the cold first. So, and the heat pad put on your low back. You're lying on your back. Put the heat pad on your low back to release that muscle spasm if you wish.
Okay.
You
okay.
See what I mean? So you've got cold in one place and heat in the other. They're quite entertaining for you.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Thank you so
much. Nice to speak to you, Celine. It's lovely to speak to you.
Okay,
good
you
luck
as
with
well.
That. Bye.
Thank you.
Well, by the way, check out my website. It's myname.com, susanjamieson.com. Lots of free input in there. And I don't know if you're, I suspect you're not into social media, but Instagram, Light Doctor. And Facebook, similarly.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I'll check you out.
Nice to speak.
Thank
bye.
You.
Thanks. All right, goodbye. Let us know how it goes. It's good advice. I've had similar kinds of sciatica, nerve shooty things. And I always used to go for the heat, because of the... to relax, but you're right, the cold does miraculous things. So call us back in, let us know how it went. Just let everybody know who's up next so you know where you're at in the line. 604, you're going to be next. 212, you're in one wing, and 303, you're in the other. 604, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, can you hear me, Nicole?
Yes, hello.
We can hear you.
Oh, yes, thank you so much. And the question for Dr. Susan is, I have my hair falling off in clumps. Sorry, I'm calling from Surrey in British Columbia, first of all, and my name is Gurjeet.
Okay.
Hello, Gurjeet. Can I help you? Tell me what I can do for you.
Yes. The question I have for you, Susan, is that my hair is falling off in clumps, like it's just falling off so big time, and I'm really distressed with that. So what can I do about it? How can I stop it from falling? What's going on?
That's so upsetting. I would agree. Very common problem in women. Can I ask your age? Are you middle-aged?
Yes, I'm around 66.
I thought so. Yeah, okay. We call that middle-aged. I call everyone middle-aged. If anyone over 40 is middle-aged to me. I just don't go into the old-age thing. Okay, so... very common, and this is nothing to do, this is really to do with genetics. This is very much medical. It's not really psychological. Possibly your mother had the same thing, but the other thing is hormonally. So after the menopause, things change. That's it, things change. And it can be, I find hair loss very related to progesterone, one of the female hormones. So the ovaries produce estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone. And hair loss, and then after the menopause, after around 50, they really stop producing it. So it's just the way it is. And I find it, hair loss very related to the progesterone loss. Now, if you look at the literature, you'll also see hair loss can be related to anemia and iron deficiency, can be related to thyroid problems, okay? Can be related to autoimmune diseases, and thyroid is an autoimmune disease anyway. So there are other things that your doctor should check out for you, because quite a lot of hair loss like this is, maybe it came on suddenly, did it? It sounds like it's quite sudden.
Yeah, it came on very suddenly, but now it's been going on for quite some time, and the hair is becoming thinner and thinner.
Yeah, well, I think you need to get the basics. The basics, as I say, those blood tests done, because there can be medical causes of hair loss, and that needs to be, blood tests will differentiate that. So there's the normal medical ones, the thyroid, the anemia, et cetera. And are you healthy otherwise? Are you a healthy person?
Yes, I'm pretty healthy otherwise.
Yeah.
Pretty healthy otherwise.
So.
But for me, what are you picking up? Like, what do you what do you feel?
No, I'm not really picking up much. I think you're a healthy person. That's why I said, we just do checklists. I don't think you have got any of these disorders, except thyroid, borderline low thyroid does not help this. And you might have borderline low thyroid, especially if you're a little bit plump and find it difficult to lose weight. So borderline low thyroid will be exacerbating factor. But as I say, quite often it's genetic, and also it's related to lack of progesterone after the menopause. So I think with you, the only you know, I think that's common for any woman, what I've just said. But special to you, you might have borderline low thyroid, okay?
And so is that there any vitamin mineral deficiency that I could...
Selenium just popped into my mind. I don't know why, but selenium is a really essential mineral, S-E-L-E-N-I-U-M,
yes.
For mother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And selenium and zinc is another one. Selenium and zinc are vital antioxidants, and not much is talked about selenium, but it's so important, right? Sorry, vital minerals. And selenium is involved in so many parts of our biochemistry. Normally, you can buy it on its own. Some people, it upsets their stomachs, but it's better to buy it on its own. You get a higher dose. Otherwise, it'll be part of a multivitamin. And zinc is another one I'm going to recommend for your hair. So two, and that's really good because it's good for your immune system as well.
Mm-hmm.
So zinc
Thank
helps
you, so
you
much.
Fight
I
off
think
the respiratory.
Was,
you,
yeah.
You're so welcome. There's quite a lot there. You're so welcome. It's nice to speak to you.
Thank you.
So I hope you have a lovely Easter. Bye then. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
All right. Take care. Let us know how it goes. And I forgot where I said it was. Oh, yeah. 212 is next. 303, you're in the wings. Area code 212. Who we got there? What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hello. Oh,
hello.
Hello. Thank you. Hi. This is Karen from New York.
Hello.
Hi, nice to meet you. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Oh, nice to meet you, Karen. So tell me what's going on.
Yeah, well, I'm intrigued by the last two callers because I have similar issues, but a lot of other stuff also going on. I've been on a healing journey forever, and I've been working with a supposed integrative physician for a few years, and been taking a lot of supplements. Anyway, I have, I'm on thyroid hormone. I think maybe I need to increase the dose. I tried to go without it in the summer after I had gotten sick and went off it. But I think that was a pipe dream that maybe I didn't need it anymore. So the doctor is slowly bringing me back up or whatever. So anyway, so I have other hormone issues and gut infections that I... systemic and periodontal disease. I haven't been able to get any of this really under control. I feel like I'm just deteriorating as we go. And I have the hair loss and the bone loss. Recently I started having issues with my left leg. And I'm a walker and I could walk a lot and I love it. But like a few weeks ago, I kind of started having these pains. It's a cross between pins and needles and muscle soreness and a cramp coming on. It could be in the back of my knee and then going down my calf or into my foot or starting with the foot and then going up or just my calf. And it's weird. It's intermittent pain, and sometimes it's really bad, and it impedes my walking. I was always a big walker and a fast walker. And anyway, my initial impulse was to call in and ask you if you saw anything about that.
Okay, so I've just listened. Is that in one leg, did you see, or both legs?
No, just one leg, the left leg.
Understood. And does it come on in the beginning of your walk, or maybe after you've walked 100 yards or so?
I don't know how far 100 yards is probably, because it doesn't come on right away. It's after I'm out a few minutes.
And there's a tingling and painful mainly, is it?
It seems to vary.
Oh.
But,
well, you seem to have
painful,
a few health issues.
Painful.
It's painful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it in your calf especially?
Yeah, mostly the calf, yeah.
Oh. Have you been a smoker in your life?
Yes.
Okay, do you still smoke? No, you quit.
No.
Okay.
No, I quit a long time ago.
Okay, good. Good for you, good for you. Okay, so there's a few things wrong with you. I feel like you want to revamp your whole body, right? All the things you've mentioned so far.
I think, okay, so what you're talking about now, so the recent complaint, there is something called intermittent claudication, C-L-A-U-D, claudication. That basically means your arteries get narrowed and don't supply as much blood as they should to your legs. So when you're walking, you're fine in the beginning, and then the muscles get a little bit tired from exertion, and they need more blood, but they can't get more blood because the arteries are narrowed, and you get tingling and pain, especially a sort of pain. And it is a very specific condition, and the arteries need to be checked because, you know, it's classically on one side, because one side of the body would be worse than the other, and the artery is just narrowed, not getting enough blood supply. So that's something that may be in the realms of your integrative physician, but it's more likely to be in the realms of a vascular surgeon, in other words, because it's to do with the blood vessel supply.
You mean you think I might need surgery?
It's a very medical thing. No idea. I'm just telling you what you need. I mean, sometimes people need surgery, sometimes they don't, okay? But I think it needs a proper diagnosis. That's what I'm saying, because we can't, you know, what I'm seeing likely is that this is not so much a nerve issue, which is a possibility, but more a vascular, that means the blood vessel.
Uh-huh.
Now, there's herbs, for instance, that can help the patency, help the blood vessels. There are herbs that can do this, but it depends how much it's closed over, and it's a recent symptom that simply needs to be checked out. So I think, you know, you're quite specific in what you said. Extreme one leg, it's tingling, it's pain. It doesn't happen at the beginning of a walk. It just comes on, right? Very specific symptoms you have. So, and it could be related to the past smoking, because smokers tend to get this, even though you stop, which is a really good thing. You know, we do our best in life, right? None of us are perfect, but you stop, which is fantastic. But it could be related to the past smoking. So that's something I think is quite physical, and it's quite a physical thing. And the rest of what you're describing sounds quite like, you know, the gut and everything else. Your doctor's trying to sort this out for you. Don't get overwhelmed by it. I understand it can be overwhelming. All these different things, overwhelming, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't want to overwhelm you by mentioning something else, but I think it's just something you need to get checked out.
Wow. Is there something that I could have done, or anything that happened recently that triggered this to suddenly come on?
No, I don't think so. I just think all of us have an inbuilt genetic susceptibility. We can talk about you know, stuff from past lives. We can talk about karmic stuff, but we've got inbuilt susceptibility to disease that is going to play out in our lives. Let's put it like that. Just play out and just happen. And we just have to go through the paths of dealing with it, not getting overwhelmed, not getting too stressed, but just getting things checked out. So it's my job to highlight things that need to be checked out. And remember, there's always a solution for this. This is not some like horrible cancer, right? This is something that there's a very simple solution if there's a problem. So I think that's encouraging.
Okay. Do you know, like, what these possible solutions are? Because it sounds very scary to me.
Oh, it's not scary. You see, that's the thing. We don't need to go into fear about something that's a bit like, say you had an arthritic hip, right? And I said, oh, well, there's a simple solution to that. You can get a hip replacement. It's not frightening and it's not scary. I think it's just lucky that we can do that stuff. You know, because sometimes a physical body needs a bit of a replacement. That's why people get coronary artery bypass grafts. They work, right? So it's not scary. It's just good. Maybe you've got... Some people have what you call them cataracts in their eyes, and nowadays it's like shelling peas. They just put a new lens in the eye. I mean, it's incredible. So not scary at all, just a simple mechanical solution. But first of all, get that possibility checked out. Diagnosis comes first.
Right.
So I think that's something It's just one of the things that we just have to get checked out. You know, as I said, so many of these things, you find a lump in your breast. Of course, that's scary, but most of them, in fact, are benign. So we always have to remember just do the checkout, but try not to get scared about these things, and always remember there are solutions.
Okay.
Because once you go into fear, that's not light. We need to be in the light. We need to remember there are solutions, there are help. I know you've got a few medical issues there, and it's hard not to get overwhelmed by those. So, which is why it's often a good idea for you. It'd be really good to. I'd like to see them all written down, like each problem written down on a bit of paper. Okay, the leg issue, the gut issue. I'd like to see them written down, and then once you get them in paper, it won't be, at the moment it's this big smorgasbord of fear and stress going on. But once they're on paper, they might be more, quantifiable. You can see them, and then you can cope with them better. It's quite a good exercise to do that. They swirl around in our minds, stressing us out.
Right, so write it down, make a list of it.
Write them down. Write all your issues. Maybe stress, for instance, would be an issue. Write it on a bit of paper and then look at it. And then beside them, you think, well, what have I done about that issue? Well, you've seen your doctor about a lot of them, I think. And how much better is it? That's the second question. And then the third would be future action that I want to take. So it's really logical. You've got issue. You've got what have I done about it? How much better is it? And then future action I need to take. Maybe just going back to your doctor, right? But then it'll all be organized in your mind, and it won't be swirling around like a big carousel, because that's what happens to most of us. So when we're in the light, this is a really good process. We allow divine assistance, because swirling around in our minds, we don't get any assistance from angels, guides, or anyone else. But when we write it down, we allow clarity in, we allow the light to come in, and suddenly we get more inspiration and intuition about what to do, and that's where we get our assistance in life. Okay, so that's a lot to do. That's quite a lot to do for this Easter. So good luck with that, and I'm really hoping that goes well for you. I have a lot of a YouTube channel called, strangely enough, called Light Doctor Channel, that has lots of free exercises and information on it for any listeners.
Okay,
it's lovely to speak to you. Oh, you, by the way, other thing, you'd be really good doing the breathing exercises on my YouTube channel. They would help you by oxygenating. Remember I said maybe you need more blood flow, right? They'd help by, well, the blood flows to take oxygen to your legs, by the way. So that's the whole purpose. It's really to get oxygen and energy down there. So the breathing exercises on my YouTube channel would really help this Light Doctor.
Okay, wonderful.
Thank you. It's been lovely to talk to you. It's lovely.
Thank you.
Bye.
By the way, I love the name Light Doctor.
Thank you.
Great.
Thank
you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
And let us know how you do it. All right. The Light Doctor is in the house. We got time for one more call, looks like. We got area code 303. Ready to go. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, it's Marilyn from Colorado.
Hi, Marilyn.
Oh, hello. Hi. What can we do, Marilyn?
Well, I have a question about blood pressure medication. So I've been kind of diagnosed, if it were, as it were, with high blood pressure. And so I've taken high blood pressure medication, and it doesn't seem to be doing very much. And I feel fine. So I'm just a little confused about the whole blood pressure thing. And I mean, isn't everybody different? And so, you know, perhaps they got the medication wrong. I'm just kind of in a bit of a quandary with it. I wonder if you could kind of shed some light.
Of course. So when you say it's not doing any good, you mean your blood pressure hasn't changed, it hasn't got any lower?
Well, it's gotten somewhat lower, somewhat lower, but not, you know, it's never like to the place where they like it to be. But and sometimes when I take my blood pressure at home, it's fine. You know, it's like 120 over 90 or something. And but then when I go to the doctors, it's like 160 over 100. You know, it just feels like it's not, something's not working right. And I don't know how to properly think about it.
So it's interesting because you do not sound like a stressed person. Would you say you were stressed?
No, I'm not stressed at all. I meditate every day.
That's what I'm getting. And yet it appears you get anxious when you go to the doctor. Do you feel that?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, well, there is something called white coat hypertension, which means that people's blood pressure goes up when they go to the doctor, and then it's because they get so stressed about the blood pressure being taken. It's also interesting with you because it's great. You know, meditation has actually been proven to reduce blood pressure. So good for you. It's been proven. I mean, it's one of the things that will reduce your blood pressure. I think it's good if you've got a blood pressure cuff at home. They're not very expensive. And I'd like you to just keep a diary of it at home and keep the time. Sometimes do it first thing in the morning. Sometimes do it after lunch. Sometimes do it in the afternoon before bed, say. So you don't need to do it three times a day. It's excessive. Just do it once a day at different times. But keep a note of it. And that would be really useful for you. Have you tried that so far?
No, I've done the, in the morning, because they asked me to do that, the doctor asked me to do that, so I kept that. Mm-hmm. And,
Well, that's all very well, but often the stress, you know, people's blood pressure goes up as the day wears on. You've had more coffees, your cortisol level goes up, your stress goes up, so it's good to do it at different times of day.
Okay.
Also, it's interesting, must be hereditary with you, the blood pressure. I think it is hereditary commonly. Because you sound like a fit, healthy young person, actually. I don't think some people it's due to the fact they're overweight or they're due to the fact they don't have any exercise. As you know, losing weight and exercising also helps blood pressure, so that's positive that can help people. But some people it is just hereditary, and they can't really do much about that, except we don't want high blood pressure. As you know, it's not a good thing for strokes and heart attacks, so we're certainly not having that. And we just have to bite the bullet and take pills sometimes. No one likes taking pills, but better than the other, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what can you do? Sorry, I'm not answering your question. Were you going to say something there?
I was just going to say that I'm not adverse to taking the pills. I'm just wondering, am I just taking these pills and, you know, it's kind of meaningless? So
they will be working. They're not meaningless. I tell you now, they're working on the blood pressure. They will be reducing the blood pressure. Sometimes it's very tricky. I think you need to keep more of a diary. It also concerns me so that if you get so anxious going to the doctor when the blood pressure is taken, well, maybe you're anxious at other situations in your life. You know, you're in the grocery store and you think you've lost your credit card and you think you're a bit late. I mean, there might be a lot of times that your blood pressure goes up during the day. That's what I'm trying to say. So it's not just going to the doctor.
Okay.
And that would be my concern, because this white coat hypertension is true, but then what other times do people get anxious during the day, and how much of the day are they spending having peaks of stress? So I would, what you need to do is take your blood pressure more often during the day, have a diary to discuss with your doctor, but believe me, that drug is working. They do work. You know, the 90 diastolic you quoted me, that's not, that's a little bit high. You know, that's not normal. So 120 over 90 is still high. It's slightly elevated blood pressure.
So that's what I wondered. Okay.
So it's a very physical thing. It's a hereditary genetic blood pressure issue. Work with your doctor. just don't worry. Take their guidance. One drug doesn't suit you or has any side effects. You just change and take another one, right? That's just the way it is. So you talk to him about that. And look after yourself. You sound as though you are, however. So good for you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
It's been really nice to speak to you.
Well, that's really sweet. It's been nice to speak with you as well. Have a nice Easter.
Thank you so much. Well, happy Easter to everyone. We're almost at the end of the show. Easter is the time of light, I think. You know, we're at spring. We're getting more sunshine. We've got the lovely spring flowers. It is, if you're a Christian, it's the time that the light came back to the world. If you're in China here, it's a time that I'm in China, in Hong Kong at the moment. It's a time that you worship the light of the ancestors. And at the end of the day, that's the light of who we are, right? Because we came from our ancestors and the wisdom of the ancestors. So it's very much is a time of light. So if I can help any of you guys, I do online sessions and online courses. Find them on my website, susanjamieson.com, SusanJamieson.com. I have a big YouTube channel with, if you subscribe, what I've discovered is that it organizes it into playlists for you. It's so much easier if you subscribe to a YouTube channel because you can see the playlist organized into exercises for stress. You know, I've got exercises for jet lag. We don't need that now, so do we? Exercises for stress and anxiety. Exercise to reduce panic attacks for well-being. So that is Light Doctor YouTube channel, and Light Doctor Instagram. No, it's not. Sorry, it's Instagram is my name, which is DRS. Dr. Jamieson, Dr. Susan Jamieson, but with a DR in the front of it. That's my Instagram, Dr. Susan, DR Susan Jamieson. And I've got Facebook Like Doctor. So YouTube and Facebook Like Doctor and the Instagram, DR Susan Jamieson. And so all of you practice the exercises, basically embodying the light, embracing the light, bringing more light into your lives, because that's where we're at. We all need more light in this slightly dark world. And as discussed earlier, we need to find the light everywhere, like in the sunset, in the spring flowers, in our friends, watching comedy programs and TV. Focus on the bright things in life, not on the darker things and the negativity. Because if we spend all day talking about our anxieties, our worries, and any hopelessness, well, that's what we're going to attract. So you get what you focus on, and let that be light. So it's been lovely to talk to you more on my Light Doctor YouTube. Until next time, sorry I was a bit late. I'm going to get my IT sorted out better for next time. I want you to have a fabulous Easter. Use the days to improve your lives by connecting with nature, connecting with yourselves, giving yourself a break from the worry and the anxiety by focusing on the positive. So are you there, Nicole?
I am indeed. It was great to connect with you. Look forward to the next time, 2 weeks' time. The light will be
2 weeks' time. Yeah, I'll love to speak to you guys in 2 weeks' time. And you have a great break.
All right. You too.
Bye then.
Dr. Susan Jamieson is all linked up at newsforthesoul.com. We're back with more right after this.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
News for the Soul Radio will begin its 24th year of broadcasting in January 2021. After nearly a quarter of a century of grassroots investigation and exploration into the unknown and lesser known realms to discover what's really real and what's really possible, with News for the Soul founder journalist Nicole Marie Whitney at the helm,
we now find ourselves here in this pivotal moment in human history. Staying in our power and in our hearts is more crucial than ever. We are continuing to work 24/7 at News for the Soul to uncover truths and techniques to best maneuver through challenging times. We are increasing our broadcasting hours to support and serve in the highest way possible. Tune in daily to discover hosts and radio shows, and also to hear Nicole Marie's latest cutting-edge interviews with luminaries of our times speaking to what's happening in our world today. From a conscious perspective, community, consciousness, and positive empowered focus are crucial. We are here for you. Go to newsforthesoul.com to find out more. That's newsforthesoul.com, and spread the word so others can avail themselves to this free resource as well. That's newsforthesoul.com.